of the Rebbe in volume 12, letter number 3931, Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of Kislev Toshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Avosik V'chosid, and with the titles, Marenu Leib Sheichia Shoichet Uboidek Zalmanov. This is Leib Zalmanov. Shalom Uvracha. Rebbe says, I confirm receiving your letters. Two letters. The Rebbe says, plural, two. That were dated, it's guessed the same date. The first day of Kislev. With the enclosed there too, thereby. Therein. And he's asking the Rebbe, did the Rebbe receive the periodical or the newspaper called Machanayim by means of the attaché, the army attaché in the United States? I guess there was the Israeli attaché. The Machanayim, it tells me the camp is a publication for soldiers called Machanayim. And the Rebbe has asked him to get him the previous issues from Machanayim. And the Rebbe says, he's asking the Rebbe, I guess they set it up to get it through the military attaché, from the American, from the Israeli army, they were sending it to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, for several weeks, apparently this was a weekly publication, I'm assuming. Several weeks, the Rebbe said, it was received. This was in the end of the year Tavshin Tezvav. That's the previous Hebrew year. But from then it stopped. And also the Rebbe says, also as we were receiving it, there was nothing explained, it was just the name of the sender of the above, which is the, I guess the attaché, the one who was there, without any explanation. So the Rebbe says, perhaps it would be best to get the booklets of the Machanayim that are lacking to go directly to the editors and to pay them for their trouble if it requires searching. To go send me those back issues. The Rebbe was very interested in those booklet, and the Rebbe is thanking this Rabbi Zalmanov for his trouble in this. In order, the Rebbe says, so that he can complete his the collection of all the articles, all these the booklets. Then they made in Kfar Chabad, I guess for the teachers, a day of what do they call it today when they give the teachers a day to professional day? They called it a Yimei Iyun, intensely looking, you know, for I guess to raise the level of teaching. The Rebbe says, for sure, you'll make sure that it should be on the best possible way. And the Rebbe says, I'm going to participate myself with 100 liris, now it's shekel, if you need expenses in that matter. And the Rebbe says, obvious that if you find it proper to distribute amongst the participant some prizes, such as booklets of the story of Yutis Kislev, etc. Of course, the Rebbe says, you can use the money, the 100 liras, also for this. I trust your understanding. So the Rebbe says, Rebbe has to caution him, the view of spreading the wellspring to the outside, you have to organize it in such a way that should remain a connection later on with all those people that will be participating in those Yimei Iyun, in those special days, keep a connection in a way that is fitting to everybody. The Rebbe, in many letters before, to keep the contacts, in other words, get their emails, get their phone numbers, those days get their contact information, so that you can stay in contact with them. Okay, so the Rebbe said, I did get the Machanaim, the booklets 1 through 6, based through Vav. The Rebbe ends with a bracha, with a blessing, in the name of the Rebbe's secretary. So here, the Rebbe is trying to get, and they try to send the Rebbe through the attaché. The Rebbe says, no, better go back to the editors to have them pay them for the trouble looking for, send me some of the old publications, and the Rebbe wants him to make sure that the days of get-together will be in the most professional way. The Rebbe is participating, and the Rebbe says also you need to get some gifts to distribute. Go ahead and do that, but the Rebbe says make sure to keep contact with the people that participate in the proper way.